All right. So again, welcome everyone to First Friday Talk. I'm Sherry Taves, Breakthrough Coach from EffortlessMomentum.com. And it's nice to see everyone here today. And it's lovely to see new people here. I see new names on my dashboard who are joining our Effortless Momentum community today. Welcome. Today I'm going to talk about why celebrating yourself is essential to maintaining effortless momentum. When you can regularly celebrate yourself, it gives you a never-ending source of energy, happiness. It gives you increased confidence and self-worth, and all of that comes from just you. And today I'm going to talk to you about tips and strategies to create that rock-solid habit of celebrating yourself. And after the talk today, I'll have time to answer any questions, and I'd love to hear some shares, maybe what your biggest aha was from today. To raise your hand, you can touch any number 1 through 5 on your keypad. And also feel free to raise your hand anytime I'm talking. I'm happy to pause and answer questions, even if I haven't taken a break for any. So for right now, I'd like to invite you guys to fully arrive to this call. My Access to Now grads on the call, I'd like you to take this time to clear your mental desktop. And for those of you who haven't yet taken my Access to Now program, I'd like you to take a moment to connect with something you are grateful for. Be something you're grateful for in your business or your life. Take a deep breath. Breathe in that felt sense of gratitude. Breathe out all that is not needed. So again, another deep breath. Just breathing into your heart space. Something you're feeling grateful for. Breathe out all that's not needed. Time, just breathe in. Just aware. Without any tension. Thing not needed in the here and now. Good. So some more fun benefits that you're going to get from creating a habit to consistently celebrate yourself is it helps you avoid burnout in your business. Celebrating yourself is the antidote for feeling like a hamster on a wheel. And when you regularly celebrate yourself, you get an increased sense of love and patience in all of your closest relationships. You also get greater access to your zone of genius and creativity. So in the field of psychology, we're all about self-worth, self-love, and self-confidence. But about 18 years ago, I got interested on a deeper level about celebrating ourselves. And it was actually my son learning how to walk that inspired me. So when Joseph was, he started walking at 11 months. But when he first started walking, I would find myself, you picture this, bending down to his level and delighting in him and even clapping. It's like, Joseph, good for you. Yay, you. And I realized I liked that feeling. I liked that feeling of delighting in him. And I was so tired and exhausted from having an 11-month-old. I thought, I want someone to follow me to work and say, yay, Sherry, you drove to work. Good job. And that's when I got inspired on this deeper level to really inspire people and have people understand why delighting in themselves or celebrating themselves is so important. Because ideally in childhood, that you were delighted in and celebrated a lot, and you were treated by your family as if you were the next best thing to sliced bread. And you grew up with the habit of looking for the good and giving yourself credit. And that was okay with people around you, even supported. And unfortunately, I know some of you didn't get that in childhood. In fact, you got the exact opposite. And from there, you created the protective habit of putting yourself down before anyone else could. But whether you've forgotten how to delight in yourself or you never learned it, It's not too late to learn it now. So I want to tell you a little bit about the brain. This is the good news. It's why it's never too late to learn a new habit. But with our brain has actual physical structures in the brain that scan for negative. The amygdala has the job of 24/7 scanning for danger. Yes, 24/7, even while you sleep. And our nervous system is wired automatically for fight, flight, and freezing. And there are no physical structures, no systems in our nervous system that automatically scan or notice the good. You have to intentionally look for the good. And the good news is that you can actually create new neural pathways in your brain, because neurons that fire together get wired together. And the more you look for the positive, the more you fire up those neurons to look for the positive, you are growing more and more neurons. The baby neurons are getting bathed in positive. They're wiring together, and you're actually growing while you're stimulating them these new pathways. And while you're feeding those new pathways, you're actually shrinking the ones that you don't use anymore, which might be parts of your internal critic. So it's so exciting. You actually have the capacity to rewire your brain, all by intentionally and regularly looking for the good. So in case you need more reasons why it's important to celebrate yourself, celebrations give meaning. There's a reason that traditional cultures have so many rituals and ceremonies. It's because they mark life's passages and give it meaning. And we've stripped away many of these celebrations from our bigger, better, faster lives, and it's left a big empty hole where meaning used to live. So celebrating ourselves reminds us that our efforts matter, and what we do counts. Celebrating reminds you to enjoy the journey. It's easy to fall into the habit of being results-focused. But when you stop and acknowledge the steps you have taken along the way, you take the focus away from the outcome and results and put it back on the doing. It makes you more likely to enjoy your workday, and it's the antidote to feeling like hamster on a wheel. Celebration fills our need for approval. As humans, we all have a basic need for approval. It's not a bad thing. We need it. It's built into our wiring. We want to be recognized for our work and accomplishments. And celebrating ourselves fills this need from the inside, where it really counts. And it makes getting those external validations all the sweeter, because we need those too. For my entrepreneurs out there, celebrating yourself is good for the bottom line. I work with entrepreneurs, many of whom undervalue their service, because at the end of the day, you haven't learned to value yourself. And when you celebrate intentionally, taking the time to recognize your growth and expansion, you'll learn to claim your value. It increases your confidence and your sense of self-worth, and it establishes a template for success and helps you to see just how powerful and productive you really are. Once you learn to own your own value, you feel confident in asking for that raise, or in the case of my entrepreneurial clients, increasing your rates because you know you're worth it. Celebrating regularly increases your capacity for joy. Who doesn't want that? Humans spend an awful lot of time beating themselves up for things they should have done or could have done better. And every time you do, you're training your brain, you're wiring your brain to look for the bad stuff. But when you take time to regularly celebrate yourself, you're retraining your brain to be on the lookout for where you've done things right. It keeps you focused on the positive parts of your life. And because what you focus on expands, it starts to enhance your sense of happiness and rightness in the world. So I have something I want to celebrate. When I was making notes about what I wanted to teach you guys today around creating the habit of celebrating yourself, I realized I accidentally created a cool acronym. And I don't know why this tickles me, but it does. So the acronym for today, for reminding yourself about how to celebrate yourself, is ACE. Just love that. ACE means acknowledge it, contain it, and express it. the it in this is being whatever you choose to celebrate that's a step in the journey of your life or in your business. It's acknowledging those steps that you've taken in your day. So acknowledge it means to intentionally look for those little steps in your day. Simply acknowledging, hey, I did that. And have the attitude of delighting in that you did that, that simple thing, that little step. And if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I find writing challenging. And what I do is I acknowledge and delight in when I actually schedule on my calendar to write in my time box appointment. I acknowledge that I did it, and I delight in that I did it. And today I totally got a lot of joy and internal gas in my tank from delighting in creating my acronym. So the C in ACE is contain it. And that means remember the success, literally remembering it. So there's a lot of different practices talked about out there about remembering your successes. Starting a file. I have a file of thank you cards, appreciative emails, things from clients. And so I literally contain my successes in that file. And I'm actually going to have an exercise for you at the end of the call that is another way for you guys to contain your successes. In fact, we're to that point right now. I'd like you to start a simple journal. So at the end of your day, what I'd want you to do is write down at least five things. Scan your day and jot down five things and not have any judgment. They don't have to be big things. Nothing is too small for this to contain it. The more mundane, the better. The more you hate doing it, the better. Celebrate your shoulds. I know I always tell you guys not to have them, but I know you have them anyway. Celebrate your shoulds. And for me, if you don't already know this, I also hate housework. So I might scan my day and celebrate the fact that I folded the stuff in the dryer. For some of you, it might be that you exercised today or that you made the bed. Another thing I want you to scan for and look for are celebrate the steps in your day that feel like job well done. Had a good session with your client. You knocked it out of the park in that meeting. You practiced intentionally scheduling your day and you kept the appointments with yourself. Woot, woot. My Access to Now graduates, you may celebrate that you did your clearing your mental desktop practice when you intended to. Nothing is too small. And then just to add even more octane to that, once a week I want you to reflect over your celebration journal and spend a few minutes thinking about what you learned from these celebrations and how you're changing as a result. Notice how good it feels. This will help further anchor in that new neural pathway and habits for looking for the good. Now onto the edgy one. The last step is express it. And what this means, it means celebrating with others, actually expressing your celebrations with other people. I hear it now. I hear you saying, I can't do that. That's vain. That's bragging. I'll be judged as arrogant or conceited. There are a ton of shaming messages we get from childhood about expressing pride in yourself and in your job. Access to Now grads, just put those internal critic messages in your container to be reviewed later. And if you're someone whose internal critic dismisses or minimizes compliments or is uncomfortable with tooting your own horn, take a moment and commit to changing those self-limiting beliefs and commit to that new philosophy I talked about, that celebrating regularly increases your capacity for joy. And commit to having that new habit and philosophy in life. Expressing your celebrations to another human being is vulnerable. And if you're committed to doing this for the first time, I encourage you to start with a trusted source, a good friend, a close family member. You might be in a mastermind group, and you might already have this practice of starting a conversation with your celebrations. But if you're not, get someone close to you to agree to doing this experiment with you. And at least once a week, start your conversation with your friend or family member with each of you taking a couple of minutes and just sharing your celebrations. And it could be from your journal. And just expressing them back and forth to each other, expressing those positives. And as you get comfortable with that, expand that practice to more friends and more family members. And it actually does start to become second nature. I have some friends who just out of the blue in the middle of a conversation will say, hey, I have something I want to celebrate with you. And I'm like, yay, go for it. It really does become second nature. I have a client in my practice who instituted this really neat idea with her kids at dinner time, and she calls it roses and thorns. And they go around the table and they share the roses and thorns of their day. And the roses being the celebrations, and the thorns are the challenges of their day. And it's a great way to model for your kids that it's okay to celebrate themselves, and it's also safe to vulnerably share the challenges of your day. And if anyone else has any other ideas about enhancing celebrations, I'd love to hear about it. Now would be the time to raise your hand if you have any questions or shares. And while you're lining up, share with me. I just want to underscore that you totally have the power to change your brain, to scan for the good and notice the good, and it becomes second nature. Just practice ACE, acknowledging your daily successes and jobs well done. Contain them. Write them down. Have a practice of reflecting on your successes. Express them to others in your life, and you will naturally become a happier, more fulfilled person. And we have one hand up here, and it's Debbie. Hi, Debbie. What would you like to share?
I have a kind of a question. You said when you celebrate yourself, it fills that need for approval.
Yes.
And that, so my question is, so if we do it ourselves, you don't think that we'll really need it from others?
I've got a house full of boys here that don't appreciate squat, so.
Ah, gotcha.
I get no appreciation in this house. Even all my pets are male.
I follow. Well, it's not that you won't need it from other people. That's a whole different conversation about how to maybe enhance it, getting it from your kids. But when you start to give it to yourself, it does fill your gas tank, and it might actually take some of the sting out of not getting it from your boys. And what I was saying is that, of course you need it. It's that when you learn to give it to yourself, that when you do get it externally, it's just like gravy, and it makes it all the sweeter. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And maybe you want to institute the roses and thorns practice at the table. And
yeah, the dinner table doesn't happen very often anymore. They're teenagers.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you know what? You could always
I missed that window, like you said before. That window was closed a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to schedule some comfy chair coaching, and maybe we can brainstorm some ideas about how to enhance that with teenagers, that would be an interesting conversation.
Oh, that would be great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your question. All right, I'm going to mute you now. All right. Thank you for that. So I'd like to remind you that if you'd like to explore working with me one-on-one, you can go to my website, effortlessmomentum.com, and sign up for a complimentary consultation. And that same place is where you can find the calendar to sign up for comfy chair coaching. If you have a question, about today's talk, any other talk, or if you have any ways I can help customize your Access to Now tools. And I found a really neat Oprah Winfrey quote. And what she said was, the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. It really is a nice positive cycle that when you give it to yourself and train yourself to look for it, the more things to celebrate you will notice and find. So I want to thank you all today for joining me. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I hope you all commit to celebrating yourselves every day. And let me know how it goes. Thank you. Goodbye.